The first new Boston public school building in 15 years opens its doors to the public today. The Dearborn STEM Academy is a state-of-the-art grade 6 through 12 school centered on science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM. But it's also ranked among the lowest performing schools in the state. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney toured the school recently and tells us why teachers at the Dearborn hope the new building will help turn things around.
The centerpiece of the new Dearborn is a light-flooded four-story atrium encased in glass and steel. In a couple of weeks, about 450 students will fill these hallways. Right now, about five dozen teachers and staff are getting acclimated to this high-tech, $73 million home.
There's all of the community learning spaces out everywhere, whiteboards everywhere.
Middle school principal Shelley Olson ushers a group of teachers past transparent classrooms. Each has glass windows abutting the halls and streets, and an accordion whiteboard wall that can be pulled back when teachers want to collaborate.
Your classroom is not bounded by the four walls that you're in, right? You've got all of this space. The whole school is that building and that classroom for you to be able to use.
The idea is to have as much flexibility as possible to rearrange furniture, separate into groups, and utilize every inch of the space. It's a dramatic change from the traditional brick-enclosed hallways and neat rows of desks. Dean of Students Josh Fidalgo has been with the Dearborn for 7 years. He grins broadly as he talks about the building.
We finally have a place, a safe space, that we can call home. You know, and it's been a while since we've been able to say that.
For the last 3 years, students and staff have been shoehorned into the fourth floor of the Jeremiah Burke High School, 2 miles away. Before that, crumbling walls and leaky ceilings in the old Dearborn.
Throughout my school year, I've never been able to see at least three 3D printers in a school before.
Elias Arajave is a rising senior. This summer, he's been helping set up the computer science room. And he says the gleaming classrooms will have a big effect on learning.
The school is actually built for the students, and that helps us gain more confidence that we're going to be able to do whatever we want in this school.
Every teacher I spoke with talked about what a huge opportunity this new building offers students, both academically and psychologically. Nearly 80% of the Dearborn students are considered economically disadvantaged. And now Roxbury will have a building that's on par with schools in Newton and Winchester. That fact is not lost on math teacher Natalia Mendez. She was once a student at the old Dearborn and among the teachers who pushed for the upgrades.
Our kids deserve this. And it's saying that they are worth this.
What's more, a school specifically focused on college and careers in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math.
For this school to really succeed, we think it needs lots more than just a building.
Reverend Liz Walker is senior pastor of Roxbury Presbyterian Church, one of the groups which has been advocating for the Dearborn community.
We're not so sure that we have everything we need to get this school off to a good start.
That wish list includes social-emotional supports, such as a full-time psychologist, and a director to run the Fab Labs. Those are two classroom workshops outfitted with 3D printers, laser cutters, and other tools. That position was posted in the last week and a half. But beyond the gleaming facilities, the stakes are high for the Dearborn, and a lot of people are watching closely. State education officials categorized the Dearborn as a level 4 turnaround school 8 years ago. That's the second lowest level and puts the school at risk of state takeover.
We're going to concentrate on making this a safe and supportive school. We're going to concentrate on making the instruction rigorous in every classroom.
Dan Brown is the new principal for grades 9 to 12. He points to research about the importance of school climate as part of a turnaround.
When students feel good about where they are and feel safe and comfortable about where they are, indicators start to improve. Attendance goes up, discipline goes down. So as all of those things happen, lo and behold, achievement starts to go up.
Community members are hopeful that the Dearborn can live up to that promise, particularly for those kids who have already suffered a lot of trauma and broken promises. And while teachers sound hopeful and excited about those opportunities, they're also keenly aware of what's at stake. This new building is the model for other Boston public school building projects. And the hope is that the Dearborn can also be a prototype of a successful turnaround and how to prepare students for the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.